Afternoon, and welcome to The Boldness on 3CR 8:55 AM. The Boldness is about standing up for your disability rights instead of waiting for some well-meaning person to give them to you. My name is Rafael Caleb. On today's show, The Boldness is talking with Celine Matthews from Wild at Heart about the release of her new album, Beyond. Welcome to The Boldness, Celine. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure. People who listen to The Boldness should know that we've played a number of Celine Matthews songs in the past, such as Chains of Life. And I have known about Celine's music for about 15 years, but you've got a new album out called Beyond. What is Beyond about?
Well, it's kind of a story that I like to leave open for interpretation, but it's the title is saying it's there are things that humanity can't see because there's a veil in front of their eyes, and we are taught to believe in what we can see, but there's always another story from what we see on the surface. So that's kind of the explanation of the title.
So it's beyond what's actually right in front of us and beyond what we can see, we can touch, and everything like that. Now, the style of music which you have, I'll describe it as, let's say, trance music. That's kind of like atmospheric. Does that sound like a fair way to describe it?
Yeah, atmospheric. I've heard people describe it as transcending, relaxing, meditative. I've heard it many descriptions. So I like to leave that up for interpretation.
Now, is it part of where we live into interpretation? Let's go a little bit beyond interpretations here, Celine. When I was listening to Elements Fall, to me, there was a lot of changes of moods that were coming through, and it seemed to me that there was storytelling, like it was like almost like a prophet saying, this is what the future may be.
Yes, it's the Elements Fall, it is storytelling because it is a possibility of what the future and, but it also kind of is saying what's happening now. Like even at the moment, there's natural disasters and those disasters can be interpreted as, or by some as, the earth fighting back for its right to show its beauty. But then we aren't listening because we don't know how to speak that language, if that makes sense.
Well, I'll tell you what, Celine, how would you like to introduce Element Falling to listeners?
Yeah, that'll be great.
Well, let's hear it from Celine Matthews.
Well, enjoy what you're about to hear. Relax, close your eyes, and imagine the song as a movie. Enjoy Elements Fall.
Now, we're going to play some community service announcements. Then we'll be back continuing to talk with Celine Matthews about the launch of her new album, Beyond. Okay, we're going to listen to Elements Fall by Celine Matthews. Welcome back to The Boldness on 3CR 855 AM. My name is Rafael Caleb. We are talking with Celine Matthews about her new album, Beyond. We've had an interesting discussion on Elements Fall, and it's very much open to interpretation about what may actually happen with this. Now, Celine, part of your journey, how did you come involved with Wild at Heart Community Arts?
Well, I have always been writing, and in early 2000, I did release an album called Beginning But Never the End. And whilst I was doing that album, I met Phil, I call him the music man of Wild at Heart. He's the main guy that organized everything. And after that journey of my first album, I came up with songs for Beyond, and I asked a few people that work with me, how can I make these songs into with music? And they introduced me to Phil and the organization Wild at Heart.
Yeah, Ben, who are some of the, apart from Phil, very, very, very gifted musician, former lead singer of Bipolar Bears, and he has been recognised with an Order of Australia for his all his work around creativity with people with a disability. Now, do you have a mentor at Wild at Heart, or who are the people that have actually influenced you?
I have had many mentors at Wild at Heart, many fantastic mentors such as Dominie Foster, Leah Senior, Mina Smalley, I hope I pronounced his surname correctly, and they have taught me so much and helped me shrink some of the lyrics to my epic songs. Still not enough to make them unepical, if that's even a word. But they have just been great because they have listened to what I wanted the song to project, and with their great knowledge of the music industry, they brought that to the table, and I'm like, yes, I like that aspect. That will be great for this. And I'm very grateful for all my mentors and all the mentors at Wild at Heart, because even the ones that I don't work directly with have brought inspiration to the table.
Now, what's actually next for Celine Matthews? Have you got another album planned or any live performances?
Well, who knows? I mean, currently I'm not working on an album, but having said that, I'm still writing. And as for live performances, we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to keep on listening.
Yep. Now, is that finally, Celine, where can people buy your album Beyond?
My album can be purchased on Bandcamp. Now, you can buy a hard copy or you can buy the digital. And must say, if you want to buy a hard copy, you can message me via one of my social media platforms. and ask for a signed one, and I am happy to sign a copy and send it to anyone, but you can purchase it on Bandcamp.
Thank you very much for your time, Celine, for coming on to the Boldness on 3CR 855 AM, talking about your new album, Beyond.
Thanks for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure. As I said, the Boldness really enjoys our discussions with the talented artists from Wild at Heart Community Arts. Let's go out with another song from Celine Matthews' new album, Beyond. This is called Heart of the Land.
Woo-hoo.
Keep listening to 3CR 855 AM.